I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Monday, November the 3rd, 2025. The ongoing federal government shutdown has now led to a major disruption. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP benefits, have officially not been renewed for November, impacting more than 40 million Americans. In Tennessee, thousands of families have been left without the monthly aid that they rely on to buy groceries. In Rutherford County and surrounding communities, Murfreesboro and Smyrna included, the effects are immediate. Local food banks are preparing for increased demand as residents scramble to find alternatives. Tennessee has launched an online resource to connect individuals with emergency food options. While only seven counties in the states have more than 20% of households receiving SNAP, the average benefit of $187 per person had been a vital safety net for families with children, seniors, and people with disabilities. Without it, many now face impossible choices between food and other basic needs. Meanwhile, in Rutherford County, a potentially serious situation was narrowly avoided on Friday morning when a Ford F-250 lost control on I-840 westbound near mile marker 56. According to the Tennessee Highway Patrol, the vehicle flipped over the median wall and crashed onto Shacklett Road, striking a school bus with falling debris. The bus was carrying 19 students and a driver at the time. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. The driver of the truck, identified as 28-year-old Dubon Monta Adir Uelio, now faces multiple charges, including driving without a license, no insurance, and failure to exercise due care. The Federal Communications Commission has taken a pivotal first step towards allowing state prisons to jam contraband cell phone signals. Technology Tennessee officials say could drastically improve safety inside of correctional facilities. Tennessee Department of Corrections Commissioner Frank Strada described the move as a game changer, equating illegal cell phones to weapons due to their role in enabling organized crimes, escapes, and even contract killings from behind bars. A notable example occurred in Roane County in 2005 when an inmate used a cell phone to coordinate an escape that led to the fatal shooting of a corrections officer, Wayne Morgan. The new proposal would allow targeted jamming that neutralizes phone signals within prison walls without disrupting nearby communities. Tennessee lawmakers in Washington have worked closely with the FCC to support the initiative, which is still in its public feedback phase before a final vote. Meanwhile, residents in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and across Rutherford County are being warned by the Better Business Bureau about a wave of phishing scams involving fake banks and loan processors. Scammers are making multiple daily calls, claiming to finalize loans or verify financial accounts using spoofed numbers and professional language to appear legitimate. These fraudulent schemes aim to steal sensitive data, such as social security numbers or bank details. BBB President Robin Householder urges residents to stay skeptical, verify all unsolicited calls, and report suspicious activity at bbb.org/scamtracker. Murfreesboro and Rutherford County schools are entering a new phase of transportation leadership as Audrey Johnson prepares to step into the role of transportation director this Wednesday, November the 5th. The announcement came from Director of Schools Dr. Jimmy Sullivan, who outlined Johnson's mission to overhaul the district's complex building system through a comprehensive audit focused on safety, efficiency, and community trust. Johnson, a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel with 25 years of military experience, also brings expertise from the federal government and Denver Public Schools, where he most recently served as Senior Transportation Director. He'll be overseeing a system that currently runs more than 330 routes via 170 independent contractors. His approach emphasizes relationship building and a team-first mentality. Johnson takes over following the retirement of Wanda Barnett, whose 19-year tenure included 3 years as director and laid a strong foundation for his leadership. Meanwhile, state-level leadership is also seeing a strategic shift. Tennessee Agricultural Commissioner Andy Holt has appointed Logan Hess as Assistant Commissioner for Policy and Legislation at the Tennessee Department of Agriculture. Hess succeeds Carol Coley McDonald, who retired after nearly 15 years of service. With over a decade of legislative experience, including recent service as Director of Legislation for the Tennessee Department of Revenue, Hess will now guide policy efforts in Tennessee's top industry, agriculture. A Knoxville native and resident of Wilson County, Hess brings a lifelong understanding of the state's agricultural needs and is expected to play a key role in advancing legislative initiatives statewide. Clocks across most of the United States, including Tennessee, fell back an hour on Sunday night as daylight savings time officially ended at 2 a.m. Residents in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and throughout Rutherford County are adjusting to earlier sunsets and darker commutes home. Despite continued debates among lawmakers, the seasonal time shift remains in effect for now. The current observance of standard time will continue through early March, offering brighter mornings but shortening evening daylight hours. Many health experts argue standard time may be better for overall well-being, while others push for permanent daylight savings time to extend evening light. In Nashville, for instance, sunrise jumped from 7:58 a.m. to 6:58 a.m. with the time change, while sunsets now occur around 4:32 p.m. If daylight savings time were permanent, Tennessee would see sunrises as late as 8:58 a.m. in the winter, but sunsets wouldn't happen until 5:32. The debate continues in Congress, but no immediate changes are expected. Meanwhile, a Murfreesboro resident has an extra reason to enjoy the early nightfall, winning $100,000 in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. The winning ticket was purchased at Publix on New Salem Highway and included the Power Play Multiplier. Another $50,000 ticket was sold in Kingston. Both winners matched four numbers plus the Powerball. As the excitement builds, the Powerball jackpot now climbs to $419 million, while the Mega Millions prize stands at $800 million ahead of Tuesday's drawing. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at NewsRadio WGNS on Facebook and X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, a comment on YouTube, or share it with a friend. I'm Dalton Barrett for NewsRadio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.